This is Fuse Tea in 3D. Mouth-watering fruit, perfectly fused with botanicals and tea. Serve yourself a little me time with Fuse Tea. Listen to our ASMR Mind Tingles podcast.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Hannah. God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Su Studio.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island. It's a Roni parody that's on YouTube. Go check it out. And joining me is a hilarious and clever and insightful person, Mr. Ronnie Karam, who also hosts the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What is going on, Ronnie?
Well, hi there, Benjamins.
Howdy do D-E-E-E. You know, lots of exciting things to talk about today. We're going to discuss Below Deck Mediterranean. I feel like we should also mention, by the way, the Jax and Brittany got married this weekend. We totally neglected to mention that yesterday. So maybe we can talk about our impressions of what we saw on social media. But before we get into that, okay, we are just a few scant weeks away from our Cleveland and Baltimore shows, as well as Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is sold out, so thank you, everyone. Cleveland is on July 25th. Baltimore is on July 27th. Tickets are available. They're selling very nicely, okay? But time is running out. So if you want to see us there, be sure to lock down your ticket. Go to watchacrappens.com to get your tickets. And then, in case you didn't hear the other cities that we're doing, we're going to Charlotte, Nashville, Carrboro, Richmond, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago, 2 shows, New York, 2 shows, St. Louis, Philadelphia, 2 shows, and Seattle, our final show of the year. Go to watchacrappens.com. Some of those shows are already sold out. So definitely cross-check, make sure that it's still available in your area. We are excited to see you all there. And I really enjoy reading that list of cities because it makes me feel like a little kid when they would go through which schools were closed for snow days, you know? Although I guess that's something that you didn't really get in Texas, Ronnie, huh?
We actually got a couple of snow days in El Paso, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes.
That was the best.
We had a couple of white Christmases as well. What do you think of that, everybody?
Wow. I see you
put
learned
that
something.
In your pipe and smoke it.
God, that was the best. You sit there waiting, fingers crossed, like, give me at least a 2-hour delay. At least a 2-hour delay. And
oh,
then it's a snow
yeah.
day. You're like, yes.
My mom would have a breakdown, like, why? Why? Like Nancy Kerrigan getting hit in the knees. You know?
We also have merchandise guys. So go to watchcrappins.com for that, or Crappins merch. Fun stuff like a Rinda shirt and Team LVP and Madison with the martini glass. We have a Discord server for our Patreon supporters. We also have a bonus episode this week about Big Brother cast preview. Even though the show's already airing, it's still fun. And we also have Crappins on Demand, so you can watch us instead of just listen to us. All that's at patreon.com/watchforcrappins. And that's all the fun housekeeping for today. Before we get into Below Deck Mediterranean, did you see any of the shenanigans happening at Jax and Brittany's wedding on social media, Ronnie?
I really have not seen that much because I'm in Texas. I've been in Texas and I haven't been looking at my social media. What do you think of that? I've been spending time with my family instead of staring at Instagram.
Well, I say God bless you. You know, I have to say, I've started to see it popping up everywhere, and I have not indulged in it. I'll sort of like watch it, but I won't turn the sound on. I'm like, I don't know. We're going to have to see a lot of it on the show. I don't know if I have the stamina to sit and like watch these Instagram stories.
Watch Shep trying to bang Sheena. You just don't have, I don't have the fortitude.
Okay? Yeah.
I saw a picture of that where it looks like, it just looks like they're going to bang all weekend. And you know, Sheena, you can do better. I know you don't do better often, but you could do better. You know what I mean?
It was interesting to see what
I'm looking at it now because you brought it up and I don't want to sound stupid. So I guess I'll bring it up. The first post I see is from Kristen Doty Fayette herself. And it's all the wedding party. It's like a gigantic wedding party.
Yeah.
And I think Brittany is wearing a bustier wedding dress.
I can't say that it was my favorite choice of a wedding dress. I really did not like it. Listen, I don't want to yuck on someone's yum, but sometimes you got to question someone's yum, okay? You don't have to yuck on them, but you have to question, like, what are you finding yummy these days, young lady?
Yes, I, she looks beautiful, and she's a pretty girl.
Well, she is very innately beautiful.
You know, they look great, but yeah, that dress, I'm not really sure about it, although wearing a bustier to a bustier wedding dress in a fake castle pronounced Versailles sounds about yes. right. The bridesmaids' dresses look like they're taking a note out of the, what's that girl's name who's dating James?
Raquel.
They're taking a note out of the Raquel page. It looks like they've got some Swiffer gills on them down the sides.
Fringe. Yeah, I saw a picture of, by the way, first and foremost, Vanderpump Rules does not have a great track record when it comes to wedding dresses. Someone in one of our Facebook groups put up a comparison between Katie, Sheena, and Brittany, and it was like, who wore it best? And honestly, there was no clear winner to me. It was weird because I almost had a moment where I thought that Sheena's halter top wedding dress was the best one of the bunch. And I was like, this can't be. I still don't know where I land on it. But I will say I saw a picture of Jax and Brittany standing in front of I don't know if it was like the Corpse Bride or the Nightmare Before Christmas, but you know that like Tim Burton like skeletal people, you know? There's like they had like two oversized ones of those standing around, and then like Jax and Brittany
were
standing.
Fitting.
I know, because I know it's like a big Disney princess thing happening, so maybe it's like part of that. I don't know. And they were doing that thing, which is what couples do now, which is to take a like Wes Anderson photo where you stand straight forward and you have your hands to your side and you're very serious looking. But they did that in front of like Tim Burton characters. I was like, I don't get it.
I mean, those characters are basically goal weight for this cast. I'm proud of it. It's like Nightmare Before Couchy Man. Now there's a post where they're all dancing and Kristen's going, ugh. And people are taking pictures of other people taking pictures. You know how that goes. And let's see. Shep is in one of these hugging Randall and Sheena.
Mm-hmm. I have to say that castle, I don't know about that castle. Seeing it now.
I would have preferred White Castle. Okay. Yeah. Send me a burger.
It looks, I just feel like, you know, when I was a kid, I think I had a lot of things that I wanted to. There were things, when I was a kid, I wanted to get married at Leonard's of Great Neck, okay? If you don't know what Leonard's of Great Neck is, there was a scene that was filmed there in The Sopranos. It's like basically mafia wedding hall. But when you're a kid, it's like there's sparkles on the outside and you see a big chandelier. And I was like, I want to get married at Leonard's, okay? And
that Leonard's of Great Neck.
Leonard's of Great Neck. And then I grew up and I was like, never. Well, I'm also like not really interested in getting married in general. But like either way, I was like, it's like I laugh about wanting to get married at Leonard's of Great Neck. And I feel like Brittany never had that aha moment about that castle, unfortunately.
Yeah. Nope. You know, that's sometimes you look at weddings and it's like, God, I wish I could have gone to the wedding. This is not one of those.
But yes.
You know what? God bless you two kids. You two,
as long as they're happy.
I hope you have the time of your lives. Enjoy the valley. Oh, someone mentioned the other day on Twitter that they were listening to us recap season one. They went way back in the archives and we're listening, and that we said that they were going to move to the valley, that the whole cast was going to end up in the valley. Called it.
But the good news is it did look like a very fun wedding, and as you said, if they're happy, then I'm, you know,
yeah, bless you existing. Both if you're happy, I'm still mildly amused by you, like whatever you do. Let's
Jax's
hope you get unhappy
great.
Real quick though, because I need a better season of your show.
Yeah start fighting now that this is done start fighting. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so the countdown for Jax cheating has begun. First time as a married man.
It's a whole new level. So yeah. Now let's transition over to Below Deck Mediterranean.
Wow, talking about bad people getting what they deserve.
Right.
Below Deck Mediterranean.
Mila to the bridge, Mila to the bridge, Mila to the bridge, Mila.
And Tyler's like, oh, this is bad. I mean, of course, it's not as a gay person wanting to get married, but it's going to be bad. So the captain's like, listen, Mila, gosh, let these words hug you, surround you, and hug, okay? Now, your attitude has been amazing. You have such passion in the galley. I can see it in you. And Mila's like so excited to hear this, you know?
Yeah. She's like, I knew that Aunt Jemima gambit would turn out well.
Tell me, I don't know how to make pancakes.
Yeah. She's like, you know, I really want to show you in the third charter I really can do it. No buffets, all plated food. I wake up at 4-5 in the morning and go back to sleep again and wake up again and make more box pancakes, maybe.
And then they cut back and forth between the crew all gossiping.
Yeah.
You know, and Joao's like, a chef has to be a chef. That's it. There's no in between.
There's no in between being a chef and a misogynist. So,
listen, to be a cock gobbler, you have to gobble cocks. That's it. That's the rule. Juggle those cocks, cock juggler. Are you a cock juggler or a cock gobbler? Now's the time to decide.
There's no in between. Unless you're in Zim. In Zim, there's a lot of in-between. What am I saying? No, there's no in-between. It's all cock-gobblers.
And so the captain's like, look, as a human being, you're a two-hour nap. But as a captain, God, I just got to let you go. And Mila is shocked, and she's like, but I've worked on boats this size, and people who have their own boats and private planes were happy with my food. Well, guess what? You know, maybe Aunt Jemima tastes better when the air pressure's real low. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I just want to say, you know, like, as a human being, I have compassion. As someone who likes to eat semi-decent food, I'm starving. It's been about 2 weeks since I've eaten a meal, thanks to you. So, yeah, you have to get going. You have to go.
Yeah, gotta go. You gotta go. And she's like, well, your decision is your decision, and if there's no chance, then thank you for your support.
Yeah.
Now guess what you're going to get? Guess what you're going to get? Please not hugs. Hugs. Get in here. Get in here.
Well, because they were like on the verge of an awkward hug. It was like they were staring. Like, do I start the hug? Do you start the hug? Because you fired me, so you should hug me, but I can hug too, you know?
Yeah, Sandy couldn't hug her. You know, and Sandy can hug anybody. Sandy would hug a dolphin. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She could figure out how to hug a jellyfish, Sandy.
Yeah.
But Mila, no. Mila won't uncross her arms. She's, you know, no, blame her. She just got fired. Now blame her for everything else. Yes.
Yeah.
Earthquakes, blame Mila. Like, Mila. She's the worst. What I call her?
Mila. You said Mila. She's the worst. Oh. You said Mila. She's the worst. What did I call her?
Oh.
It worked. Mila. She's the worst.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, people like me with big ego have to be put down to earth a little bit, but it makes me feel like I want to work even harder. I'm like, you barely worked. So any iota of work you do would automatically be working harder.
Yeah, you need to get on, like, recipes.com and start practicing, okay? I'm not going to get crazy and suggest you actually go to the school that you're pretending that you went to. But, you know, make some kind of effort.
You need to have, like, a moment with Anne Burrell, okay? We need Anne Burrell just to hector her. Be like, what are we making here? Pancakes from a box? We don't do that here.
Nope, not here. We're going to put these gnocchis in the oven. My beautiful little gnocchi dokies, I love you.
Okay, we're going to show you how to make nachos. We're gonna put them in a cheese bath and let them get mushy and fun and put them in the oven. Bye, cheese babies. Mila's like, who is this lesbian? Lesbian talking to food. You don't do that in Russia.
So the captain is just pacing around going, God, what do I gotta do? Ghost hugs. Someone hug me. So she's like, God, I would have given her a chance, but she's just a liability. Anastasia, could you please come to the bridge? Question. I just let the chef go. Do you think you could fill in a chef for the next charter? And Anastasia's like, oh my God. Do you mean, can I be a perfect chef? Yes.
Hey, why is it that it always seems to be like a harp playing whenever you walk into the room? What's up with that?
A perfect harp.
I mean, let me think about it. Let me look like I'm really torn with this decision. Do I want to be third stew or chef? I mean, I can do each job pretty damn perfectly, but where will my perfection shine most? I'll be the chef.
Yeah, cleaning toilets or doing my life's work and passion.
Sandy's like, well, she has proven she has raw talent, and I say that mainly because she served us all raw beef, so looking forward to see her cooked talent, too.
Oh, and guess what you guys get from me? A public apology. What do you think of that? Because I said she made beef carpaccio twice, and she didn't. She made beef carpaccio the second time, but the first time she made a fruit carpaccio.
Oh, Ronnie.
So there you go, everybody. It doesn't happen often, so take that apology, put some ketchup on it, eat it, digest it, poop it out later, just enjoy it.
Were people hounding you?
No, someone just told me nicely, like, oh, that, don't worry, that was a fruit carpaccio. And I was like, oh my goodness.
I'm like, I'm just imagining all your cameos. Oh, because we're on Cameo now, I forgot to mention. Yeah. Like, hi, this is Ronnie, and I just want to apologize to you also for mentioning that she made carpaccio twice when it was really just once and the other was.
Yeah, guys, if you ever want me to apologize for anything, you need to pay me money on Cameo.
You need to pay. We'll apologize for anything as long as you pay us.
Oh, horrors.
I'm sorry for saying that castle was tacky. Now give me
that'll be $30. Yeah. So the captain's in the crew mess, and she's like, yep, I let Mila go. And Aisha's like, when will she leave?
I feel bad for Mila in the sense that her time here has been cut short, but I don't feel bad for her professionally because she should be leaving.
So Anastasia is, Anastasia hugs Aisha. Everyone's cheering for Anastasia at this point, right? Yeah. And then it cuts to Mila and she goes, good luck, now fuck off.
Yeah. Well, and Travis is like, back to Mother Russia, motherfucker. And Hannah goes, I swear there's a Taco Bell somewhere that needs a chef.
And then Aisha goes, So then let's clean the boat, everybody. Clean the boat.
And then Aisha and Jack are talking, and she's like, Jake, what do you want for your birthday? And he's like, I don't think I ever had a birthday party. I just don't like them. My sister loves them. And then she's...
Every year she says, I'm 19, I'm 20, I'm 21, I'm 22, I'm 23.
I'm like, yep, that's pretty much how it works.
Yep.
Like, do you know how old you are? He's like, I refuse to count how old I am.
And then Aisha tells us really, like, heartrending, devastating story about her brother who had brain tumors and passed away. But she manages to do it in the Aisha way where she's like all cheery and she's like, yes. And his last words were, I love you all. Isn't that sad? I was like, oh my God, I'm crying here. And you're like all cheery. What is happening?
I know. She's like, live life to the fullest. So then they all get dressed to go out and party. And Hannah's like, yay, honey. Honey, yay. Honey, yay. I don't need to avoid Mila in the car this time.
Mila's still probably there. This is my car now. Guess what? New job as driver.
I've been trained to drive from the best drivers in the world.
Yeah.
It's like crashing the car into curbs.
Time for commercial, honey.
This is Fuse Tea in 3D. Mouth-watering fruit, perfectly fused with botanicals and tea. Serve yourself a little me time with Fuse Tea. Listen to our ASMR Mind Tingles podcast.
Can't get enough eye-popping, jaw-dropping, heart-stopping reality TV.
It's the best.
Then head to Hey You, home of reality on demand. Stream and download the latest episodes from shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians and The Real Housewives, same day as the US.
What's more fun than that?
Or binge old faves like The Simple Life and The Hills.
That's hot.
Hey You, reality on demand. Start your 1 month free trial now.
So now they're going out in Antibes, and we got to see the dog in the window again. That's gonna be like our new thing, is always checking on that dog. Still in the window, still checking things out.
There's always animals on this show, like starving, you know. They're like, hey, get a shot of that starving animal over there.
Hey, that thing looks like it has rabies, let's get a shot. So they go to a restaurant called Le Latino, and they're having Mexican fusion pizza in the south of France. I was like, okay, enjoy that. Just when you thought it was safe to leave Mila's kitchen.
I know their bar has been so lowered.
Yeah.
Jack's like, I want some snails because I'm in France. And they're just both like kind of, you know, small talking. And Jack and Aisha have this flirting thing going on, which is kind of cute, eh?
Yeah, I actually do enjoy it because I like them both. And Aisha also gets an espresso martini, which means that she's now officially a cast member.
Yes, welcome to the show. Yeah. It is official.
Yes, you are officially on. So then Colin's like, oh, when I hang out with my friends at home, I mean, they're all married and have kids. I mean, it's my mom and my dad, basically. I mean, and I'm the kid. Anyway. That's it. I just want to say that.
Whenever I go out with my friends at home, I say, I'm going to get the bill. And they never let me. And I say, thanks, Mom.
Whenever I go out with my friends, they're always like, did you finish your homework? I'm like, of course I did. That's why I'm going out right now. Mom.
So then Anastasia's stressing out, so she leaves early while the other ones, you know, dance. And Aisha's just dirty dancing, and everyone's staring at Aisha like, damn, girl.
Yeah. And then Anastasia she's like alone on the yacht, and she calls up her boyfriend, Evan. And she's like, oh, my God. I didn't know I was going to have to step in for the fucking chef. I mean, I'm not a super yacht chef. I'm so scared that I'll just be too good for them. Will they appreciate it? When I execute my meals flawlessly. I don't know.
People think they want a perfect chef, but Jesus was perfect, and look what happened to him.
Oh, I'm just concerned that my little bluebird helpers are just, they're just going to swat them away, and then where will I be without them?
And then her boyfriend, who's totally supportive, goes, yeah, that's going to be really hard. Yeah. She's like, oh! So Hannah's like, all right, let's go back to the boat. And Travis, they're driving back, and in the van, Travis is like, Colin, you want to have a nap with me? Come on. Come on over here. And he's like, shortly. I'll get right on that crazy person.
Oh, just stay in the corner. You'll be safe. Stay in the corner. You'll be safe. Pretend to look at your phone. Oh, God. Oh, God. Angry Birds. Load, load, load.
So Zhao and Jack are talking, and Zhao's like, I saw you and Aisha grinding it, mate. And he's like, yeah, mate, I'll let her fart on me. I'll let her do whatever she wants. I'll eat breakfast off of her ass.
Yeah, he's like, I like her. Aisha's a classy girl. And then it cuts to to Travis saying to Aisha, if you're going to vom, just let me know. She's like, that's probably how she also throws up.
But the reason he said she's classy is because Josh says, well, I'd like a classy girl. I'm like, okay, Joao. Did you see that Joao got mugged or something? He's like, I'd like to say thank you to all the boys who mugged me as I tried to give them money. Thank you for that. And he's like giving himself like sexy face into the Instagram, but it's like bruised.
He's like, well, I gave some money to, thanks a lot to the guys who I gave them some free food and then they jumped me for my money and then the cops didn't even help me. Thanks a lot for that. I'm like, why does this always seem to happen to Joao? Why is he always like this? This hero that is the underappreciated hero, right? There's a word for it. I'm blanking on it, but like, it's always so convenient that he's always this noble guy who never gets the credit where credit's due. Like, I'm sure like when he gave the food, he's like, hey, I have this, you fuck faces. And they probably just punched him in the face, you know?
He's like, you're hungry? Would you like me to give you some cocks to gobble? And they, like, beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, he probably, like, dumps his hot dog on their head. And he's like, oh, well, I gave him free food. And then he beat me up. And then the cops wouldn't help me. Because the cops are like, oh, yeah, this guy again. I don't know. I just don't believe anything Joao does.
Yeah, me too. So then Jack is like, where are my boxers? And Tyler's like, come on, let's get naked, mate. I'll get naked with you. So they both get naked. And then this is where we get the Buffalo Bill mangina shot from Tyler, putting his mangina in the camera, and Jack's like, "When a man shares his mangina with you, you know you're gonna be mates for life, huh?"
Yeah, and that life will not be much longer if Sansa Lamb's taught us anything. So, also, I felt bad for Colin because when they all got out of the van, he was like left behind, and he was like they like closed the seat on him, you know, and he's like, "Oh." I'm just not mixing with the seat this year. So, and the next morning, Anastasia's like, you know, like, being chef, there's like only one person on your crew. It's just like, I'm the only one on my team. And like, if I don't do well, I'm letting the team down, which is me. But of course that won't happen because I'm going to do it perfectly. I just want everyone to know I'm getting all the credit for this. Thank you.
I mean, my team really looks up to me, so this is going to be a big one. So Anastasia is calling. Oh wait, Jack and Aisha are talking. God, the notes on this show go so quick.
Yeah.
So Jack and Aisha are talking, and Jack's like, "Do you remember last night? We had a little kiss. We were dancing, and I was like, lovely." And she goes, "I don't remember dancing with you at all."
Did we?
Actually, no, I don't remember that.
No, I don't remember that at all.
So we get a preference sheet meeting. Yeah. The new people are Daniel and Sherry Funch. Yeah,
I could have sworn we've seen these people before, or at least heard that name, but who knows? So we learn it's going to be Dan and Sherry Funch and their son and their daughter, who's a recording artist. So already I'm like... like, I'm just, like, putting on, like, a napkin, like, a little bib, just, like, getting ready to feast on this. This is going to be hilarious.
They want a rap dinner. They want a rap dinner to celebrate Ashley's music video on the second night.
Yeah. I was like, okay, sounds a rap party. Come on. And then there's, like, it's a film crew of, like, one lady, Cassandra. So they're talking about the preference sheet and everything. And Sandy's really nervous about putting all this responsibility in Anastasia's hands. But she's like, you know what? She needs to know that her captain believes in her. Because if she doesn't, we're going down in flames. So I guess I'll be smiling for more carpaccio. Can't wait. Can't wait for some Branzino carpaccios.
So then the guys are talking, and Joao and Colin are talking in bed. They're in their bunks. And Joao's like, did anyone do stuff wrong last night? What was going on? And Colin's like, yeah, Tyler. All he talks about is sex. Like, instead of talking about someone's how big someone's dick is, why don't we talk about our hobbies? Like, I don't know, playing Scrabble with Mom.
What's your favorite Scrabble word? And have you ever been able to line it up just so you hit the triple word score? God, that's so good. Mom is great at that.
And Giles like, well, I don't want you to win yourself off out of the group, mate. We should have a talk about it. What do you call it? What do you call that? And he's like,
an intervention? Cool. It's like when my mom got me to stop drinking so many Tangs in a day. That was rough.
But you got through it, Collie.
Oh, Mom, are you outside the window?
I'm proud of you, Collie. Sex talk is not Collie talk.
You just hear the mom through the pipes.
I love you, Collie. Triple word score.
I'm going to sign a petition to Scrabble people that say that Collie should be in the dictionary. Be back soon with an update.
They cut from Colin talking about how annoyed he is with sex talk to Tyler asking Jack. He's like, would you fuck a little person? Yeah. And he's like, I don't know, mate. And he's like, yeah, it's giving me a siffy just thinking about it.
Yeah. So then Hannah and Joao sit, because they are basically everyone, it's everything, this whole chef situation, they're all understaffed. So Hannah and Joao have to meet to talk about it. And you can tell Hannah's stressed, because when she's stressed, she starts to pant. She's like, oh, I'm just trying to figure out what to do, honey. Just a little stressed, panting, like I just went jogging, but I haven't. I'm going to lose the stew. I'm fine. Honey. Honey.
Honey. Honey.
Honey. Honey.
That's how she runs.
She's doing Le Mans.
If she ever gets pregnant, that's going to be her Le Mans.
Le Mans. I called it Le Mans, like a Pontiac. Doing her Pontiac Le Mans breathing. It's what you do when you get
Le Mans de Lesseps. Le Mans de Lesseps. Well, I teach you to.
Welcome to the Pontiac Le Mans. It's the welcome on the radio.
Okay, so everyone get on your uniforms. So it's time to greet these guys. And the dad is a bleach blonde douche.
He looks like Thomas Parabo, whatever, Therabo, you know, Michael Jackson's old lawyer. Very obscure reference, but that's just
it
really...
is. I was like, huh? I was going through my mental Rolodex, but I was like, no.
I was like, let's discuss a member of a legal team of a pop star who died 10 years ago.
It was a good reference, Collie. I got it.
The family is so nice, though. They're so positive. They're like, wow, what a beautiful room. Whoa, are those stairs? Wow, it's a deck. Whoa, it's a table.
Did you see that when they were lined up, Anastasia had like this big, like, I'm the best little girl in the world smile on. It was like her hands were like on top of each other. She's like, it's like ding.
I just wrote positive family. Hi, bad tippers.
Her yeah.
So we'll see. Time will tell.
So Dan Funch goes up to Aisha and is like, is this champagne organic? She goes, he goes, I don't care, I'll drink it anyway. And she goes from to
oh. So they go on the boat tour and just say, wow.
Wow.
Oh. So then the captain is, you know, anchor. Release the ground lines.
That's anchors. I'm docket. So, basically, Travis is in the galley helping Anastasia because he actually was like, he worked in a kitchen on a boat before. So he's peeling potatoes. And so now this means both the interior and the exterior are undermanned or underwomaned. And so Sandy's like, well, this is good because now we're going to see how Joao leads. So this is going to be a test. I'm like, okay. So the...
Good luck with that, long-haired hippy-dippy poogie duke. Right? Have fun with that one, huh?
then Ashley is, Ashley's like, oh my God, I'd love that they have M&Ms here. This is the singer girl, right?
Yeah, Ashley. She's like the pop star. She's going to be the next, she's going to be the next Daya. She's going to be the next Becky G.
The next, her song is like Friday that she sings, which I guess we'll get to.
Yeah.
Who sang that song?
That was Friday. Rebecca Black.
Yeah, Rebecca Black. It's very that. It's very. It's almost, it sounds almost exactly the same to me.
It has, it also seems to cover similar territory about like waking up and yeah. like getting out of bed.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. In the morning I wake up. In the morning I get up. In the morning
I mean, that's,
breakfast. Good morning, good morning.
Focused, I'd be focused happening? On the money. I'd be focused on the money. Hold your pin if you don't care, if you don't want me. Good morning, good morning. I'm focused on the money. Well, then why are you waking up right now? You should have been awake all this time.
Oh, so, let's see.
Well, that's what's
so
happening right now.
Oh, that is what's happening yeah, right now. I was like, lady... oh my God, I've got a huge paragraph coming up.
It's a lady named Cassandra. It's just like, with... this is the big music video, is a lady named Cassandra on like a... you know, like an old camcorder is like recording this girl while she's sitting on a step, her crotch, like, you know, just like, it's not a flattering angle for anyone. I'm not saying because she's a lady. It's like, it's very crotch forward. It's not really the look you're going for on a music video about waking up in the morning.
In the morning, feeling great. How are you? You focused, I'd be focused on the money. Hold your opinion. I don't care if you love me. You can show your mind every day. Ain't sunny. Good morning.
What is this song? I wrote down as much as I could possibly write down because I was dying.
I was like, is she auditioning to be the next member of Carmen or whatever that band was? So she's just like... Captain Sandy's just sitting watching her. Everyone's just sort of like watching, like, what is happening?
What the hell is happening?
Made
here?
Me pine for the days of the tilted skirt doing a tilted kilt doing a calendar photo shoot.
That lady, that dried out lady from last week screaming for a cigarette in an ashtray was like more pleasant to listen to than this.
Good morning. Good morning. It's me, Ashley B, waking up in the morning. Got things to do. Alarm clock going off. Now I'll tell you who's going off. It's me in the morning. Got a radio show, but guess what? It's mom and dad listening in, and we are having a caller right now because I'm looking for my money in the morning.
That's a little freestyle.
So Anastasia is going to make them some Mexican food. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I know the flavors and I can execute them. Guess how? Perfectly. Let's get to this.
Yeah, I'm making my own tortillas. So Mila who? Mila who?
She said she was serving chicken spinach enchiladas, though, but they were burritos. So I was a little confused. But, you know, you go, girl. So...
Again, it's like that wedding in Kentucky. A little confused, but you go, girl. You go, girl.
Yeah, you go, girl. You know, you do you. I love a burrito as well. You go, know, girl. Maybe we just call them different things where I'm from. I don't know. Okay, so Ashley is still singing Good Morning.
Good morning. I woke up like good morning. Time to get the day.
So they all love the lunch, and let's see.
There's
here.
A
I'm
swell.
Just down a
There's a swell
things.
That's growing. It's a swell, so it's time to move the boat. So so Colin, this is a big episode for Colin because he's getting to do a lot of big things, like move things and stuff like that. So they have to bring the slide in, and Colin is busy. He's trying to bring up the tender on the davit or something, and Sandy's like, Colin, okay, just put that down and pull the slide in. You know, you're going to get yourself hurt. Listen to the captain, Collie. Be careful. You're right, a swell is coming in, and it's named Collie, because you're swell, Collie.
Did we mention that he and Joao are in the music video dancing with this girl on the trampoline? Oh. And Colin goes, well, I'm a music major, so having Ashley on this charter is a nice change. Yeah, she's a real music studier, that one.
Yeah, seriously. So they need to bring in all these things, and, like, Joao is doing something, and they need Travis, and Sandy's like, anyone in the interior, can you wake up Travis? We need Travis. See, this is where I need a leader. This is where I need Joao to wake up Travis, and I don't know about him.
And he's like, I'm tired. I'm too tired for this shit. She's like, come on. It's like, all right, pull up the toys. And Colin's like, this is bullshit. Fuck this. What are we doing?
Yeah.
We just put these out.
Yeah. So now, like, the guests are, they've settled that issue. And now the guests are hanging out. And they want to know if Aisha is single or is she interested in Jack or something. And she's like, I'm an independent woman. I only need me, myself, and I to check out how long my colon is.
You know who told me how poo comes out? I told myself because I'm an independent woman.
Yeah.
So the dad is goes down into the kitchen, which is just a huge no-no, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, pizza pie, that's amore, huh? All right, tonight at dinner, I want gnocchi. People say I'm a little much with the gnocchi, but come on, gnocchi, what?
And Anastasia's like, oh, your poor wife must be jealous of how much you love the gnocchi. And he goes, oh, Teresa's not my wife. She's my wife. Anastasia's like, okay.
And Aisha goes, you look like you need some more wine.
Let me get you out of here. You know that this guy's going to come back next season and he's going to have like a hat that says like hashtag Noki lover or hashtag Noki man. He's going to like give himself, he's going to try to start like a hashtag for himself and a nickname. He's like, Mr. Noki. He's going to like be like, get it?
The Noki guy from Below Deck.
Yeah. He will be like that one guy who's like hashtag no onions.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, I remember that douche.
Yeah, whatever his name was.
So the anchor down. So the mom is...
drunk.
Wasted.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
And she's like... It's so hard to be me. I mean, you have him. You have Noki Man who wants to be center of attention. You have little AB doing her rap songs. He gets attention. You get the guy. My son, he's a doctor. He just automatically gets attention. And then there's me. Little old me with no attention. I'm like, you are sitting here blabbing on to all these people. You're getting a lot of attention.
I know. And I just put, and that no one pays attention to me as 10 people listen to her.
She literally has like an audience that's just like the cast and crew of Below Deck just sitting there watching. Yeah.
So Anastasia is like, well, my ex had a 2-star restaurant, and you know what? He did all the meat and fish, but I did all the carbs. But I learned how to cut from him. Perfectly. And Tyler's like, I'm going outside briefly unless you have something. She's like, So Aisha's like, 15 minutes. It's about 15 minutes before we serve the feed.
Yeah. And Anastasia's like, my heart is racing. I just am so nervous that I will blow their minds too much with my perfect food.
So then basically everyone gathers for dinner. And some people are making beds and some people are drying plates. You know how it goes. That's Below Deck.
And Hannah's like, all right, would you like steal a sparkling honey, honey? And Dan's like, well, let me look into your eyes. I'll take sparkling. She's like, get the fuck out of my face, honey.
She's like, die.
Die, honey. Die in a fire. I hope you get a choke on some gnocchi.
So the captain is like, I want to try that risotto. And it goes,
dun, dun, dun.
Commercial. Captain Santi wants to taste risotto. What will happen?
So guess what? Sandy thinks it's pretty good. In fact, it's some of the best risotto she's ever had. So
there's an art to being basic. Let me tell you, that's what this entire episode is about. Have you seen that girl singing?
So then the dad, like, up on at the table, Dan is like, hey, Hannah, we'd like to know what you're doing for Thanksgiving, because my son, the doctor, would like you to join for the family Thanksgiving. Hannah's like, I'm a third suit down. I haven't had a break all day, and now you want me to fuck your son? Now, question.
I don't have time to brush my hair. Fuck your son.
Fuck your son. I mean, will he pay for my ciggies? Can he afford a flight from Prague? Because then we're really talking.
Does he have a Saudi yacht? That's what I'd like to know.
She has a great response, though.
She goes, I love when guys ask me out through the dead, and the son is not embarrassed enough. He's just like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, as she just laughs.
I don't know if you mentioned that.
She laughs like, oh, honey. Oh, honey.
So the next course is the, guess what? You're all going to be happy, gnocchi man, because it's gnocchi.
Oh, gnocchi. Homemade spinach gnocchi, and they love it. They love it. But Anastasia's like, you know, I don't want to be in this position of being chef, but I kind of get off in that I'm doing good. I mean,
yeah.
I wish I could get off in being surprised, but unfortunately, no surprise here.
So Hannah and Aisha are cleaning the table, and they're putting, you know, all the rocks and the big pearl necklace-like bead things away, and Aisha goes, doesn't it feel like you're putting your intestines back in someone's stomach? And Anna's like, you're really weird, aren't I?
And then inside, then meanwhile, Travis is working and he's like, I need to go to bed. And so Jack is like, go to bed then, I'll do this shit. He gets like all lilty, like he's about to bust into musical theater. Oh, go to bed then, I'll do this shit.
And Aisha says, I love thee to the depths and the breadth and the height my soul can reach. I was a drama kid. And he's like, you're the last person I thought would be quoting Billy Shakespeare.
Was that Billy Shakespeare? I couldn't tell. I had my finger up my bum the whole time.
1 minute she's talking about sticking a finger up her ass. The next minute she's reciting Shakespeare. I like it. I like it a lot.
So now it's late night anchor watch, and Jack is on anchor watch, and all of a sudden there's like beeping, and suddenly there's like, suddenly the show basically turns into Das Boot, because it's like the light's like really red, it's like scary looking, and he's like, what's going on here? So he wakes up Captain Sandy, and there's like wind picking up, so they have to like move the yacht, and it's like all like, again, it's like very red and like urgent and scary, and everyone is working hard, but Travis is asleep, etc.
Yeah, and Colin's like, this is the first time I'm dropping the anchor by myself. I'm a duck right now, because on top they're chilled, but on the bottom they're like, mom.
Also, that's the word I just played with mom on Words with Friends, or I like to call it Words with Mom.
You'll do better next time, Colin. Thanks, mom.
So they basically, they're like, they're up for like an hour and a half moving this boat, pulling everything, they have to get all everything up from the water and onto the boat, etc., etc. So they finally move, they get to a new location, and it's like the morning routine, and everyone's just excited for life to go back to normal, and that they're all
putting the toys out, they're getting all the toys put down, and what's her buns?
Anastasia
made a really beautiful hollandaise. That looks great.
And she's also making like pancakes effortlessly.
Oh my god, it looks so good. Yeah, pancakes. She looks so suck it.
She's like, I just don't understand how this was so difficult for Mila.
And did you catch the girl? I forget her name, the rapper girl. She's
Ashley
like,
B.
Yeah, like, I don't want to go online. Like, I don't want to find a guy to date online. And then her friend goes, but you can't be 30 and single.
Isn't it funny that you're 30 and single and yet you don't have a single? Isn't that weird?
Oh, God, girl power. Jeez. So then Joao to Bridge, she's like, you are great at setting these toys up. I got to say, great job. As a person, I respect you. As a captain, you're a cock juggler. Am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? And she's like, this isn't beautiful here. You know, this girl is recording a music video. I want her to have a better backdrop. So come on, let's put up the toys.
I mean, admittedly, she's using a camera that's just better, just a hair better than a Fisher-Price My First Camera doohickey thing. But she deserves a prettier background. So let's do a lot of effort to make a nice backdrop for a video that will never be seen by anyone.
Well, I never bitch about work, but this is insane, man. So everyone's pissed off.
Yeah.
And everyone's like super pissed. Captain didn't win any points on that one.
Bye. No. And I was exhausted just watching this. They were like hauling everything up. They're exhausted because they were up in the middle of the night. And I was just like, oh my God. I'm just sitting here on my couch. And I'm like, already my muscles are tired.
Yeah. And then we have some anchor drama, our favorite thing.
Yes. Yeah. It's a fake out because they're talking about how everything's going smoothly and suddenly there's smoke in the galley and it's like, no, there's a kitchen drama, but it's just like the toaster. But then guess what? Major anchor drama. Colin brings up the anchor. Oh no. Chains on the deck, Mom.
Dun, dun, dun. So we'll see what happens next week on Below Deck.
So much drama. Well, it was a very exciting episode. Fun times.
That was fun. Bye, Mila. You sucker.
Yeah.
Back to Mother Russia, motherfucker.
That's exactly right. And we are going back to Mother America for July 4th weekend, everyone. So,
yes, everyone, have a fantastic weekend. We are having a short week, but we will be back next week, okay?
Yeah, everyone, be safe. And if you're not in America, have a wonderful next few days. And we will talk to everyone on Monday. Go get your tickets for Baltimore and Cleveland. WatchForCrappins.com for that and all our other cool stuff. Have a great day. Bye, everyone.
Later, dudes.
This is Fuse Tea in 3D. Mouth-watering fruit, perfectly fused with botanicals and tea. Serve yourself a little me time with Fuse Tea. Listen to our ASMR Mind Tingles podcast.